You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is December 22, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. That was a group of over 200 people singing the hymn, Lord, Listen to Your Child Praying, from the Mennonite Day of Action, a hymn sing for a ceasefire, which happened at Waterloo City Hall on Tuesday, December 19th. The event was put on by the group Mennonite Action, who define themselves as a movement of Mennonites who believe they have a responsibility to speak out for peace and justice. Sam Raymer of Mennonite Action said the purpose of the hymn sing was to pressure Waterloo Centre MP Bardish Chagger to sign onto an Israeli-Palestine ceasefire resolution. Chagger was not at her office at the time, but her representatives met with groups that are in solidarity with Mennonite Action the next day. Here, Sam Raymer describes the purpose of the hymn sing.
Yeah, on Tuesday, a group of Mennonites affiliated with Mennonite Action came together to call for a ceasefire and call for the Canadian government to build off their vote at the United Nations last week. It was a response to the vote to the UN to try and put pressure on our local MP, Bardish Chagger of Waterloo, to try and get her to sign on to the ceasefire resolution that has been going around with several members of the Liberal Party, along with the Bloc, NDP, and the Green Party, to call for a permanent ceasefire and try and build peace between Israel and Palestine and allow for the negotiation and release of the hostages and build peace.
While songs and chants are common at protests, the songs were the central component of this hymn sing. Sam explained hymns were chosen that highlighted Mennonites' beliefs as members of a peace church.
Yeah, so we just chose hymns that we thought really that highlighted our belief as Mennonites, as members of a peace church, that our faith compels us to speak out against injustice and promote peace, especially when our own governments are complicit in war. So we chose hymns that responded to that message. So one popular hymn that we sung at nearly every action is Lord, Listen to Your Children Praying, which is a more somber hymn that calls upon our Lord to listen to his children praying, to listen to our actions across the United States and Canada, and our calls for peace.
Sam explained the group is focusing on Palestine because they have longstanding connections with the Palestinians dating back 75 years, because the situation is dire, and because there are weapon technology companies in Waterloo with contracts with Israel.
As Mennonites, we have a responsibility to stand up for peace and justice everywhere, not just in Palestine, but the ongoing conflicts in the Congo, in Sudan, in Yemen, for example, just to name a few. But right now, what we're seeing is that, A, we have a long history in Palestine of working with communities. Many of us in the Mennonite Church have long-term connections to Palestinians, have friends and family in the region. And then also, we've been asked by the Palestinian Christian community as well to stand up and help protest them. Right now, the Palestinian Christian community in Gaza is facing a complete annihilation and extinction of that community. So we're asked to stand up by them. And then also our governments are complicit in the United States and in Canada, are complicit in what's happening. Last year, the Canadian government sold over 20 million of arms to Israel. The year before that, it was nearly 30 million. We have to stand up because our Canadian government is selling munitions, selling bombs to Israel, which are being used to target civilians in mass, causing mass atrocities, mass slaughter, and mass destruction. And many of that technology, many of those weapons are built in Kitchener-Waterloo. So that is why we are standing up for Palestine.
But this action was not only in Waterloo. Over 2,000 people came to sing hymns in 42 cities and towns across North America.
Mennonite Action hosted a call to action where we emailed, contacted individuals of Mennonites and congregations from across the United States and Canada to plan their own individual actions. So then through grassroots organizing, 42 actions were created. We had a number of actions in Canada, in Abbotsford, Winnipeg, Tavistock, Niagara, St. Catharines, Waterloo, and Toronto. And we were joined by 40 plus actions in the United States, where we were joined by thousands of Mennonites, Christians, and other faith groups and allies to protest and call for an end to the violence. Mm-hmm. And we did this through using our public voice by singing and praying for peace.
Sam explained what Mennonite Action is calling for and what they hope to see as a result of their hymn singing.
We are short term, we are hoping for a ceasefire right now. We know an immediate ceasefire will help stop the loss of life. And in the long term, we are hoping to end arms sales to Israel, because we know that these arms sales with no conditions on them are being used for mass atrocities. And then in the long term, we hope to end the occupation. The Mennonite Church Canada in 2016 passed a resolution calling on the church, calling on Mennonites to support an end to the occupation, to create an environment which promotes peace for both Israelis and Palestinians.
Sam said the protests will continue until they feel confident the Canadian government has pushed for a ceasefire.
We will be continuing our protests and our call of actions until we believe the Canadian government has pushed and done action for a ceasefire. We know that the UN vote last week only came after 2 months and large-scale actions from Jewish, from Muslim, from Palestinian, and other solidarity groups pushing on the Canadian government. And we know that in order to actually make change, actions are needed.
One of the Mennonite Action chapters in Wisconsin targeted U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who on Thursday called for a ceasefire. Thank you to A.S. Compton for allowing us to play their recording of the hymn sing at the top of the show. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.